AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A writer suing Donald Trump in civil court took the stand in New York to tell jurors Trump raped her in 1996. The AP's Julie Walker is in New York.
E. Jean Carroll told the jury of six men and three women, "I'm here because Donald Trump raped me, and when I wrote about it, he said it didn't happen. He lied and shattered my reputation, and I'm here to try to get my life back." The former advice columnist says it happened in the dressing room at Bergdorf Goodman after a chance encounter. The former president, who is running again, took to his social media platform to insist the allegations are fiction and that the case is what he calls a made-up scam. His comments prompted the judge to warn Trump's lawyers that he could bring more legal problems upon himself. Julie Walker, New York.
At the White House, speaking alongside South Korea's president, President Biden says the two countries are on the same page on North Korea.
Our mutual defense treaty is ironclad, and that includes our commitment to extended deterrence, and that includes the nuclear threat. Nuclear deterrent.
Disney is suing the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, over attempts to take over Disney World's district near Orlando. Disney says DeSantis is staging a targeted campaign of government retaliation after the company opposed a law critics call Don't Say Gay. This is what the governor said in February.
The corporate kingdom finally comes to an end. There's a new sheriff in town, and accountability will be the order of the day.
A Disney World Oversight Board appointed by DeSantis voted to void a deal that gives the company authority over design and construction decisions on its property. The State Parole Board in Oklahoma voted not to recommend clemency for death row inmate Richard Glossop. This is AP News. A Chernobyl anniversary rouses the specter of a current nuclear threat in Ukraine.
President Volodymyr Zelensky is using the 37th anniversary of the world's worst nuclear disaster to repeat his warnings about the potential threat of a new atomic catastrophe in Ukraine. Amid his country's war with Russia, Zelensky draws a parallel between the Chernobyl nuclear disaster on April 26, 1986, to Moscow's brief seizure of the plant and its radiation-contaminated exclusion zone following the invasion. Russian forces have also been stationed at Ukraine's Zaporizhia nuclear power plant since capturing the site early in the war. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The UN says a rubber boat carrying dozens of Europe-bound migrants sank off the coast of Libya. At least 55 people drowned, including a woman and children. Five migrants survived the shipwreck and were brought back to shore by the Libyan Coast Guard. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.